Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Hey. Avodah Zarah, Nun Hey. Again, we are on Nun Dalet Amid Beis. We are up to the second wide line. The second wide line on Nun Dalet Amid Beis. The next story, Shaul, Philosophos, Echares, Rabbi Gamliel. The next story, as we know, the Mishnah came to give us a little agarata before we get to the final section of the Masechta. The Mishnah said that they asked the Zekanim in Romi, but God doesn't like Avodah Zarah, so why doesn't he destroy them? It's one of those questions like we had in Bava Basra Daf Yud. If God loves the poor, why doesn't he give them money? Right? If he hates Avodah, why doesn't he accomplish what he wants to? And obviously there's a deeper message. Oh, that's what I wanted to mention. In the Biuri Chasidus, L'shas, so yesterday we mentioned one from Rabbi Bunim, but there's another one. So the question in the Mishnah was, they asked the Zekanim in Romi, if he doesn't like Avodah Zarah, why doesn't he mevatel it? So he answered, but how could he mevatel the sun and the moon and the stars? Right, they're part of nature. He wants the world to function. So what exactly should he do? So ask the Arvi Nachal. Kasha. What did he answer? He says, you're right. Maybe the thing, whatever we're going to answer, maybe the things that there's no need for in the world, he could destroy. But the things that the world needs, you can't destroy. And you can't destroy one because that'll lead to hashkafic problems anyway. Are there things in the world that have no need? That there's no need for? Don't we believe that every single thing in life, in the world that was created by Hashem, has a purpose? Right? Every single insect, every single item has some type of purpose. Right? So the Mishnah Perkei Avos says, "Shein lecha adam, shein lo shah, vein lo zman." But we believe by every single thing. We don't know exactly. We don't know exactly. A couple of weeks ago, we walked out to the sukkah and we saw a slug on the floor. So one of my kids said, "Abba, why are slugs in the world?" I said, "I don't know, but Hashem must know." But you know, look, some things we don't know. But anyway, so Kasha, so ask the Arvi Nachal, but we don't believe that. We believe everything is a tzarech. But the question, Kavanas HaShoalim, the question really was, hello, Kol Mashabar Kadosh Baruch Hu Bolamo, L'chvodo L'rsono Bara. Hashem created everything in life for kavod, for Kiddush Hashem. For Kivan, since Avodah Zarah is neged kvodo, it should be batma meila. That's exactly the point of the question. Since everything in the world is L'Shem Shamayim, so Avodah Zarah is Dafka Shelo L'Shem Shamayim. It's the only thing in the world that's anti-belief, anti-L'Chvodo Brativ. Answer this Zekanim, no, that's also Nivra L'Chvodo because of Bechira Chavshas. If this is in the world and people reject it, so then that is L'Chvodo. That's where you need the question. That's the conversation that took place. So once that was the answer, so then the Sheila came, if it's just because of Schar Va'onesh, so then leave the Chama and Levana L'Matarazu. Just forget everything else. So then, Ba'atshuva, then no, that would be Machzikidei Ovdei Aveira, if you destroy some and not destroy the others. Okay, that's the conversation, but the key that Rabbi Nachman says, even in the original question, they said, you're right, everything is L'Shem Shemayim, so why do they have Avodah Zarah in the world? That's not L'Shem Shemayim. Answer, it is L'Shem Shemayim because that is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Bechira Chavshis, and that itself is a Kiddush Hashem. Okay. Good. Well, I mentioned yesterday also the issue, I didn't get to read it inside, the Anaf Yosef asks, you know, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Olam Kamina Go No Hague, and they'll get repaid in the future. But L'chora Yikshe Mazet Shuvah L'Philosophim, how is that a real, right, he asks, right, the philosophers asked him, why is it if I take a stolen seed and it works, it plants, and something grows, and if it's a mazana, you know, a baby is born. Asked Anaf Yosef, though, Chas v'shalom if somebody does that. But l'chora, maze chashuv l'philosophim. The philosophers will just answer, no, it must not be Yasser. That's a little answer. No, it's growing. It's not that we're going to get paid off. How is that going to answer them? How did that convince them? So the Anaf Yosef says, Anir b'zeh no, ki Chazal said in Erev in Daf Kuf, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, im lo nitna ha-Torah, ha-yinu l'meidim gezel minamala, arayas miyona, v'chulu. When it comes to Gezel and Arayus, the two examples given in the Gemara, the world should follow those actions even without the Torah. Even animals do it. That's why there's a Canaan brought a riot from the philosophers regarding these two. Because everybody would agree this is wrong, and yet you see, even though it's wrong, God doesn't change nature. So, don mina, take that and learn for all averus. Even if something might be wrong, God doesn't change nature for it. But that's why Dafka, those two are mentioned. Okay, so next story, second wide line. So the philosopher asked Rabbi Gamliel, "Kaza b'tarasam ki Hashem alokecha ish ochlahu kelkana." God is a consuming fire, a kelkana. Mipnei ma miskana b'ovdeho ve miskana ba. God is jealous. Why does he get jealous of the servants of the Avodah Zarah, not the Avodah Zarah itself? Right, the old Avodah Zarah chayiv isa. What happens to the Avodah Zarah? Most of the time, nothing. Okay, by the plishtim, he got his head chopped off and his hands chopped off. But most of the time, nothing happens to the Avodah Zarah. So Amar lo em shalachal mashal. I'll give you a mashal. L'madav erdoma l'melech pasar v'dam shahayilo ben echad. Servant a king, he had one child. V'oso haben ayim agadalo as a kelef. And that son, he brought up a dog. The son had a dog. V'helo shame al shem aviv. And the son called the dog by the father's name. Right, his father's name was Yosef, and he called the dog Yosef. Ukishu nishva omer b'chaye kelev abba. And when he used to swear, he swore in the name of kelev abba. It was the same name. Same name, even though it was the kelev abba. Kishashama ha-melech, when the king heard of such insulting behavior by his son, who does he get mad at? Al mi hu koes? Al ha-ben hu koes? Or al ha-kelev hu koes? What did the dog do wrong? The dog was just the tool for the insulting of the king. So obviously the nimshal havi omer al habenu kois. What's the nimshal? Right, Bnei Yisrael used the idols, but the idols, what did they do wrong? They were just used. They were just the dog. So amalo, the philosopher answers, kelavata koreosa. How dare you? You call my avodah zara a dog? But hello, yish b'mamish. What do you mean? It has a. It accomplishes. It's something that's godly. Amalo Mara Isa. Oh yeah, right. Where did your idol ever do something for you? Amalo. He said, Pamach as Naflad's Lega Birenu. One time there was a fire in our city. Vinistrafa called it Kula, and the whole city was burned. Va'oso Bais Avodah. It was burned from one side or from the other side. This Avodah Zarah house poked in the middle. It wasn't burnt. Reminds me, I was just reading yesterday. Just Derech Agav in the new Shmir Shabbos. I just got the new Shmir Shabbos Chelak Aleph. They just expanded it, so he has 10 pages in the front that talk about the story of Rav Neuber's family in the Shoah. Unbelievable nisim and nifloos that occurred. So one of the nisim was that one time there was a search. There were two groups of Nazis Yimach Shemam that was searching out for Jews, and their house was right in the middle of the street. And one of the Nazi groups started from one side of the street, and one of them started from the other side of the street, and they each went towards the middle, and there was poked in the middle, and their house wasn't checked. Because, boom, each one thought the other one did it, because it was mamish in the middle, and they weren't checked. Siyata d'shmaya. Right, everything occurred, but this one wasn't. A lot of other nisim, there's an amazing story there. I'm going to save it though for, some drasha somewhere. Anyway, but you can read it. It's fascinating. Amalo, I'm shalachal mashal. But he says, but look, the idol house didn't burn down. So, emshalachal mashal, I'll give you a mashal. Ma'adav redom el melech pasav adam, shesarcha alav medina. One king that the medina rebelled against him. Shu osa melchame, machaymu osa, mameisu osa. Who does a king get mad at? He gets mad against the people who rebelled against him. Does he get mad about the people in the cemetery? People have already passed on. They didn't do anything wrong. They're just mesim. They didn't rebel. So havi omer emachayim uos. He only gets mad at the chayim, not at the mesim. Meaning, your avodah zarah is just a piece of wood. It's dead. Why should God get mad at the piece of wood? Why should he punish the piece of wood or the metal? Right? It's worthless. Amar leis. Now he says, kelev atakoreosa, mes atakoreosa. You call it dead, you call it a dog. Imkein yavdenim in olam. So why doesn't God destroy it then, if it's worthless? So Amar lo, so you have the same answer that we had. Ilu davar shein olam sarach lo. You're right, if the world wouldn't need it, or wouldn't need it to help with bechira chavshis. Hayu ovdin, hari hu mavatzla. Then he would be mavatilit. Hari hin ovdin, lachamo, levano, lekochavim, lemazolos. But they worship the sun, and the moon, and the stars, and the constellations. La afikim ulegeos. And to the valleys, and to the springs of water. Yovad alamom, but they showed him. He's going to destroy the world because of the foolish people. So it's not going to happen. And that's why God doesn't do it. God doesn't do it. V'cheinu omer, the pasuk also says, Asof asef kol me'al pnei ha'adamanu, Hashem. Will God destroy everything? Asof Adamu Behema, Asaf Ov Hashemayim Udegei Hayam, Vahamachshelo Tes Harsarashayim. He's going to destroy all the animals and the people and the fish and all the stumbling blocks of the wicked. V'chulu V'chimipnei. And we darshan. What's the real question that Sfanya is asking? V'chimipnei Sharashayim Nechshalam Bahen Yovda Min Haolam, because the Rishayim fall prey to them. So then Yovdim, he's going to destroy them. V'alolah the main Yovdim. He also worships man. Some people worship, deify men. What? God should destroy men? And the whole world would cease to exist. Right? So ad infinitum, it can't work. So therefore God just leaves it and lets people stumble. Good. Next story. Again, we're zochet to some agarata after a couple of, weeks of, hardcore halacha. And then we'll get back in a few lines. Sha'al Agrippas Sartsevas Rabbi Gamliel. So now we have a different questioner. Beforehand, we have the philosophers. Remember the Rambam yesterday about the philosophers? My philosophers believe, well, if we have time at the end, we'll read that Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayos, that Gadu, the Rambam rereads many different Gemaras based on philosophy, the way the Gra understood the Rambam, right? The Shadim and all the powers of the Avodah Zarah. So here, Agrippas Sartseva, Rashi says Agrippas was a non-Jew who was a commander of the army, Munal Rashi Gaisos, in the times of Agrippas HaMelech. So, Kasuk Sibisaraschem, Yesu Gamliel. It says in your Torah, right, all the non-Jews knew the Torah then, Ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Ochlahu, Kelkana. Right, he is a consuming fire, Kelkana, a jealous God, as we would translate Kana. Klumis Kana Elachacham Bechacham, Vigibar Begibar, Vaashir Baashir. Right, only somebody, would a wise person be jealous of a foolish person? Right, no, he knows he's better. He knows he's not in the same league. Would a strong person be jealous of a weakling? Would a rich person be jealous of somebody who doesn't have any money? No. It's only somebody who's in the same league are you jealous of. So, why is God jealous of the idols? Aha! It must prove, says Agrippas, that there's something with the idols. Okay, maybe they're not as strong as God, but they're in the same league. Doesn't that prove that? Why did Dafka pick these? Chacham, Gibor, and Ashir? So Ben Yoyada says, because those are the three in the Pasuk. Al Yisal, Chacham, Chachmaso, V'Gibor, Bigvu, Raso. Right, that's the three in the Pasuk that we shouldn't be proud of. Okay, let's continue. There's a great thing we have to say, but we'll wait for a minute. Amar lo, em shalachal mashal. So Rabbi Gamliel answers again. I'll give you a mashal. L'madah v'dome, l'adam shanazi isha al ishto, man takes another wife. Right? Forgetting Rabbeinu Gershom for now. A man takes a second wife. Chashuva mimena, if the second wife is more chashuv than the first wife, ein miskanezba. Then the first wife isn't jealous because, you know, she knows that this is more chashuv. So therefore, I understand, right? Rashi says first skinny line. Ein miskanevish darishon ein mapedes lakach lachnoes vayla. Right? Because I know my wife. I know my husband did it. Obviously, he wants to marry the queen. So I can't do that. Pchusa mimena miskanaba. But if my husband takes a second wife that's nothing compared to me. What's he doing? It's insulting to me. That's when he gets upset. When the second wife is Prusa Dafka. So that's exactly what Kaddish Baruch Hu Rabbi Gamliel answered. The Agrippas Saritzava, it's Dafka because it's Pachos, it's nothing. Does God get jealous? Obviously, they're not even in the same league. But he's answering, L'shitascha, I'll give you a mashal. The Marsha and the Ben Yehoyada both say the same thought. I don't know if the Ben Yehoyada saw the Marsha. I think he did. He quotes the Marsha a lot, but he quotes the same idea here as the Marsha in one line. In one line. What is that? The Marsha says, we do the Marsha. The Marsha says, Hakushi Mashesha v'lo b'zeh mashal to tikshi na'mi l'mashlo. Give you I don't see the question. Jealousy? God is jealous. Why didn't you just say God is not jealous? What do you mean that God is jealous? Lama miskana ba klum miskana el chacham b'chacham. Right? What? I don't understand the mashal. Right? The question was, a chacham is only jealous of a chacham and an usher. And he answers no, but it depends only if there's a big difference. Says the Marsha, mevuar shakina hi al kalpanim. There are two types of kina. We translate kina as jealousy, but there are really two types of jealousy. I would translate it as, before I read it, jealousy rooted in desire or jealousy rooted in anger. Those are the two types of jealousy, right? If I'm jealous of my friend because they have something that I don't have, that's jealousy rooted in desire. They have something, oh, I wish I had that, right? That's jealousy, lo sach mode, right, related. That's one type of kina. When the Torah says, kel kanahu, right, is that jealousy? That, like, out of desire? No. There's another type of jealousy. Jealousy that I take an affront to something, not because I want something, but I'm upset and I'm angry about something. Kano kanesi, says the Marsha, ha'echad hi amida ha'rava adam, ha'niskeres b'chol makom, she'mekani v'chomi l'maylo v'kavid o'tovo shel chaveiro. But kina hasheinis hi nemeres b'chol makom l'gabi Hashem yizbarach. It's a different type of jealousy. Yakni'u bizarim, kin'uni below el. They will makana me without a God. What does that mean? Well, God is jealous, that we call jealousy? No, it's really angry. The questioner said, God is called a kelkana. He thought that God had jealousy type 1. That's the question, that God is really jealous that he's missing something in Chacham, right? Miskana ela b'chacham. But Rabbi Gamliel answers him, no. This is the other type of kina. This is the type of kinna that flows out of anger, not out of wanting something, and therefore, don't compare. That's what the Ben Yoyada says even in one line. V'agribasayim even kina melashin kinna, shemiskana chas v'shalom. V'eshevo shehu lashin hakpada. Hakpada, he's makpid. Kimo kanisi li Yerushalayim kinna gedola. Right, that's the two different types of kinna, says the Ben Yoyada, and says the Marsha a little more in depth. Hashem is called an Esh Ochla. We mentioned the Shabbat Shuva, but we mentioned also last year in a Parshas year, Parshas Bishpatim, God is called a consuming fire. Both here and elsewhere, why is God called a fire? Why dafka that mashal? So the Ksava Kabbalah in Mishpatim says beautifully that a fire, what's a fire? Different items burn at different rates. In fire, the combustibility of different items. If you put a piece of wood in fire, it burns slower than a piece of paper. But if you put a piece of metal, it'll burn even slower than wood, right? Everything burns at different rates. That's what fire does. So too the Esh Ochla, the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is an Esh. Depending on how much we prepare ourselves, what we make ourselves in, that will depend on our own personal Kabbalah HaTorah each day. If we make ourselves very combustible to the Torah, then the fire will consume us. The Torah will be all-encompassing in our lives. So it all depends on the hachana that we do to prepare for the experience of Kabbalah Satorah that we have every day. Every day, for this hour, this 50 minutes, right? We have Kabbalah Satorah. The more we get into it, the more it consumes us, the more we become different people based on the fire. That's the Esh Ochla, why Hashem is compared to that. Okay. Amar Le Zunin L'Rabbi Akiva. Zunin said to Rabbi Akiva, who's Zunin? So Rashi says two words, Yisrael Haya. So he was a Jew. Doesn't explain why. Yisrael Haya. The Marsha says, Im Halacha Nekabel. That's a lashon from a Mishnah late in Masechet Seder Kachim. If Rashi had a Mesora, Im Kabbalah Nekabel, Ve'im Mishum Dekamar, he said, but I don't think so. He says, in the next line, we're going to have Zunin that says to Rabbi Gamliel, you know what? We both know that Avodah Zorah is not real. That's what we're about to see in the Gemara. So who says that kind of line? A Jew or a non-Jew? Says the Marsha, he thinks it's a non-Jew would say such a line. Come on, we both know that Avodah Zorah is not true. Right? So a Jew wouldn't talk like that. So the Marsha thinks that it's talking about a Jew. Okay, either way, whoever Zunin was. Amar Lei Zunin, there's also a Mishnah that has Zunin as a father of one of the Tanaim. So if it's talking about the same person, Zunin, so again, that would also point to the fact that he is a Jew. Later on, we're going to have a Mishnah with a son of Zunin. Amar Lei Zunin, Rabbi Akiva, Li Biva Libcha Yada, Davar Kacham Les Pei Mashasha, says to Rabbi Akiva, hey, we both know that Avodah Zarah is nothing. Vaka Chazinan, but why do we see Gavri people, the Azliki Mispri, they go in to the Avodah Zarah house with broken limbs, va'asukim etzamti, they come back, everything's fixed. Right, you see that Avodah Zarah did something. My time, why does it happen? So, Amalo, Emshalcha Mashal, Rabbi Kiva says, I'll give you a Mashal. Amad Avodome, Ladam Nem Mashal Yabair, There was a person, a very trustworthy person in the city. People used to give him their items to watch and didn't even like record. They didn't do it in front of Edom because he was very trustworthy. There was one guy though that didn't trust him. One guy that was very scared. He always was mafkid. He always did it with Edom. One time, he did it without Edom. Did it without Edom. Amra lo ishto, bovenech perenu. His wife says, oh, let's get this guy. Oh, he's always so worried about us. You know what? Let's deny and say that you don't have it. Amar la, he says, v'chi b'b'nishesh, he tells his wife, this is not one of those times that the woman has more wisdom than the man. V'chi b'b'nishesh, shote ze asa shaloka hogan, anu na'abit es amunu seinu. Because this one guy didn't trust me and acted shaloka hogan, we're going to lose all of our credibility with the whole city. Come on, you can't change. Just because this is what is supposed to happen doesn't mean that I should change it. Af kach, says Rabbi Akiva, also here, Yisurin. Look how the Gemara formulates sickness and Yisurin. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. Bishasha Mishagman Osan Ala Adam, when a Yisurin is sent to a person, Mashbiyin Osan, Yisurin, sickness or pain, is told by God, Mashbiyin Oso, the sickness is sworn, Shalotel Cholabiyop Lonely, only go to this individual on such and such a day, Volotetel Abiyom Ploni, and don't leave until such and such a day. There's a gzera, how long the virus is supposed to say. Right, whether it's a small sickness or a big sickness, Rahman al Islan. Ubisha Plonis, and at this hour, Va'al Yidei Ploni, with the help of this doctor. Right, what does that reflect? Doctor is a Shlich Hashem. Right, Dafka, Va'al Yidei Ploni, Va'al Yidei Sam Ploni. Dafka through this medicine for the pharmacist here. Right, the Shlich Hashem. Right, everything is Nigzar. Exactly at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says exactly when the sickness is going to start and end, and through which doctor is going to be healed, and through which medicine. That's exactly planned out. Kivan shehigiyas manon latzeis, once the time comes, halach zeh, what happens if right when this person is supposed to be healed, he walks and does avodah zarah? Halach zeh labeis avodah kochavim. Amru yisurin. So Yisurin says to Hashem, as if Yisurin is a being. Dinu shalom etze, you know what? We're not leaving. This guy's doing avodah zarah. Serves him right. Serves him right. We're not leaving. The chozrim va'omrim. And what's said back to the Yisurin? V'chi mebnei sheshot ezeh oseh shloka hogan anu na'abi shuaseinu. Right? We're gonna change what's supposed to be because of this guy. So it's the same thing. It's the same thing that if this person is supposed to be healed with his bones, you know, at that moment. So, you know, Hashem's going to change nature. Right? He only did that once in history. Right? When? Only once in history. The Gra says. You mentioned this Gra in the Haggadah Shir. Remember, it says that Lo Yitein Hamashchis, Makas Bechoros was done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yidei Malach, Lo Yidei Saraf, etc. But the Pasuk says in the Torah, Lo Yitein Hamashchis, Rashi says, Malachai Chavala are in Mavchin. So was it the Mashchis? Was it HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Gra explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Makas Bechoros. But there were some people that were supposed to die naturally at 12 a.m. that night. There were some people that were supposed to die naturally. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let them. Lo Yitein HaMashchis. He didn't let the Mashchis, the Malach HaMavis, do exactly. So he prevented people from, other people, non-firstborns, from dying at that very second. So one time in history, he did change. Okay. Weiter. V'hainud Amar Rabbi Yochanan Maidech Siv. That's what we say. V'chaloyim ra'im v'ne'emanim. What does it mean? Evil and true sicknesses. Ra'im b'shlichusan v'ne'emanim b'shvuasan. Period. Okay, just 2 points related to what we just said. First of all, it says, even the medicine, right, the doctors are shliach, but the specific medicine, maybe this is a merames, so the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that whenever somebody bloodlet, there was a tefillah to be said. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is in Reish Lamed. Reish Lamed, Sif, Dalid. Hanichnas lahakizdam. If somebody goes to bloodlet, Omer, before the bloodletting, which was something that was done for medicinal purposes in those days, he should say, Yehi ratzom milfanecha Hashem alokai, shehe esek zeli lerefua, ki rofe chinam ata. Right? It should be your will, God, that this esek should be for refua, because you are the rofe chinam. Ula'ach shehek is after yomar baruch rofe cholim. That's what he should say. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes here, v'hu adin b'chol midi de refua yomar zeh. Whenever you pop an Advil, Right? It's a key in to say the Shulchan Aruch right before you do it. We don't pat ourselves without thinking, right? Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu was a midi derefuah then. Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hu adi l'chol midi derefuah yomar zeh v'lo yachshov shetia eze davar lo refuah ela al yidei habori yizbarach shemo v'lachen adi tefila zu yasim bitchono bo v'yavakish b'menu shetia lo refuah." If we get in the habit of saying this before we take the medicine and afterwards, Baruch Rofe or Baruch Rofe Cholim, that will help us remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really in charge. It's not the Advil, the Tylenol, taking away the headache, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Yehi Ratzon that should be said, Reish Lamed Siftal. Okay, so that is the related to the medicine, the Samploni. Just one other point that Marsha says, among other Achronim, it says, once the Higiyah Zvanim Matzeis, right, it goes out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there, it starts now, it ends now, when it's time, it's never going to, what's the point of davening then? If it's already nigzar at the beginning. Right, what's the point of tshuva? It's already nigzar at the beginning. So Marsha says, obviously, this is all talking about without tshuva, ma'isim tovim, and tefillah. Right, it's nigzar. If you don't do anything, this is the gzera anyway. But if with tefillah, and with staka, and with the tzibur, and tehillim, so then obviously it will stop, even, we believe that it could stop even earlier. Okay, weiter. Amalei Rava Barav Yitzchak L'Rav Yehuda Ha'ika Ba'is Beis Ovedet Kalchavim Ba'asrin. Rava Bar of Yitzchak. So now we're getting into rabbis, right? They're bothered. We're no more philosophers. One rabbi asked the other one. There's a house of Avodah Zarah in our city. Whenever we need rain, Mischazi Lahu Bechelma, the Avodah Zarah appeared to them in a dream. Va'amar Lahu, and the Avodah Zarah tells them, Shachtuli Gavra, give me a human sacrifice, Va'aisu Mitra, and I'll bring rain. Shachtula Gavra Vasi Mitra. And they do it, and rain always comes. What's going on here? He asks Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, Talmud of Rav, Talmud of Shmuel, give me some insight. Amar Lei, Hashi Avishachivna, Lavi Amr Lacha Hamilsa. Says Rav Yehuda, if I would have died, you would never have known this. Meaning, thank God you came to me now. I want to, this is a secret, it's a learning, it's a mesora that, you know, I'm the only one that knows. And therefore, it's good that you're asking me. Dama Rav, my dechsiv. And then he quotes Rav. Why? Because of Yehuda's a Talmud. My dechsiv, asher cholak Hashem alokecha osam l'chol ha'amim, beginning of Dvarim, the what does the Pasuk say? That Hashem dished out and gave to all of the nations. What do we learn from the word chalak? Melameid shehechlikan bidvarim. Hashem smoothed them over, made them slip with words, with things, kedilatar them in ha'olam. Right? To be matred them from the world. Man, Kadosh Baruch Hu lets nature take its course to give them bechira so that they mess up. V'hainu damar shalakish, my dechsivim maleitzim hu yalitzu lanavim mitin chayin. What does that pasuk mean in Mishlei? Balatame poschin lo, balatahir misayin oso. Right, that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes you on the path, like it says in Makkos, baderech sha'adam rotzeh leilech, menichin oso. How does that answer the question? But it still didn't work. It seemed to have worked. So says the Ben Yehoyada. You need a Ben Yehoyada for this one. Says the Ben Yehoyada. Where is it? V'nirali hakavana. Kivan shakadosh baruch hu goes there biyom Rosh Hashanah. Sheyavo'u gishamim bi'ir ploni biyom ploni. Hakadosh baruch hu goes there on Rosh Hashanah. Rain. Well, maybe throw in also Shmini Atzeres. Rain for the world. Oz hachitzonim shomim zehadibor. The chitzonim. What does that mean? The forces in Shamayim. They know the decisions that God made on Rosh Hashanah. Umat in bo es bnei Adam. So the forces in Shamayim, the Rambam would never say such a thing, but other Rishonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created certain forces, Midas Adin, and they know exactly the decision. So they use this information for their benefit to mislead people. Right? That's exactly what it means. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts these Avodah Zarahs in the world, and even these spiritual forces, and they take part in the Ta'us. They know when it's supposed to rain. So right before it's supposed to rain, they go appear in a dream to these Odi Avodah Zarah and say, you know, if you bring a sacrifice, I'm going to make it rain at this very moment. They know it's going to rain anyway. Right? They know from a Kadosh Baruch Hu decision. Right, so that's what, if Kaviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, he said all the decisions. That's the lashon of Hechlikon Bidvarim. Dvarim, the Dibur. Right, Kedei Lutardan. Again, it's somewhat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping them sin? The answer is yes. That's the point of Badarach Shadar Motel Lelech. People see what they want to see. Right, like the Gemara and Brachas, we mentioned. If Makas Bacharis would have happened at 1201, they wouldn't have believed. Ah, what a coincidence. Both firstborns died at 1201. Right, Kachatzos Alayla. Right? What does that show? It means no matter what, people are going to believe what they want to believe. Right? The Kriyas Yamsov, oh, what a strong tide. Right? Because it was an east wind. But that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. He leaves open the door for people to believe, and he helps them. He helps them if they go down the proper path. Fine. Tosfos and Shabbos Kuf Dalet, where this Gemara is quoted, Tosfos points out a little diuk in our Gemara. Balatamei poskin lo. Somebody comes and goes down the wrong path, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens the door and lets him come in to do evil. Balataher Messiah oso. Doesn't just say poskin. It's Messiah. He actually helps. Does more, right? By the Latai, you read the Gemara, it's just parallel. That's not parallel. By Ra, it's poskin. By Tov, it's Messiah. He even helps him. One other pshat, the Ben Yoyada gives another drush on, there's only about 5 pages of Ben Yoyada on the whole Masechta. Right, the first 5 lines of the Masechta has like 20 pages. Right, but after that, there's like 3 pages of the rest of the Masechta. And on the, it's on the last page. Parak 4 and 5 have the last page of the Ben Yoyada. So he says there another deeper idea about Balatame Poschinlo, Balatame Sayano. So he says a story. Maisa Shahaya, there was a story about two Jews that were shipwrecked. Their boat was going back and forth. They didn't have food for days and days. Finally, they come to an island. It was an island of Christians, Kula Notzrim. And they come there, and their mom is starving. It's Pikuach Nefesh. They have no food to eat. So you know, Pikuach Nefesh is Doche, Olaveiros. So they each go to another person's house in order to get some food. And they're served food by the non-Jews on the island. When it's time to leave, finally they get their strength back, so they're ready to leave. They're going to try to go back to the civilization. One of them goes to the Balabais that gave them food and said, you know what, thank you so much. And the Balabais whispers to him and says, I need to tell you that I'm really Jewish. I'm a Murano. It's time that the Christians don't let us worship and it's very dangerous. So really, I'm Jewish. So you should know you didn't eat treif. You should know what you ate was all kosher food. And even though I couldn't tell you, I just wanted to tell you before you leave. And the person was so happy. The person was amazing, wonderful. He's so happy. And he gets back to the face like, yeah, you're not going to believe what happened. And the friend didn't have such an experience, and he mamashay treif. And he's so upset. He says, why did there must be other hidden Jews on this island. So why is it that only my friend, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was mamsi to him, that he didn't end up eating treif. But me, why is he? He was very upset. So when they get back to their city eventually, they go to their Rav, and they say, he was very upset, why did it happen? So the Rav asked him, did you ever eat treif in your life? Did you ever eat treif in your life? And finally he says, one time I was in the forest with a bunch of non-Jews, and they were all drinking wine and having cheese, and I had a little bit of wine and had a little cheese, and when I left I said, Yislach Hashem. Right? He did it amazing. So the Rav says, now you see Ashkach HaSo Yisbarach. You didn't treat the Avera so seriously. You, one time in your life, did it amazed. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mamsi. He didn't protect you. He didn't protect you. But the other person who never did, he did. So, says the Ben Yoyada, Bolatameh, somebody comes to be metame himself, bemazed. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, poschinlo. Kadosh Baruch Hu, or Messiahinlo. Let me read it. Hine achagakshu anus, poschinlo fana, psachim shal makom tomashi kanis l'sham. He opens up. Makomu shalanusim. But all the time you do it, you make yourself tameh. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mamsi you, psachim of tuma. But balatahir, if you try to be matar yourself originally, you messiah, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you out that you'll never have it in the future. You'll never have to go in there. Vakamo inyan oso maisa mamish. He says, that's the story. I don't know where you got the story from, but the Ben Ish Chai, you trust his stories. Good. Weiter. Okay, there's a Meshach Chachma here. I'm not going to say it now. If you want to look it up on that pasuk, Chalak Hashem Elokecha. If we have time at the end, I'll mention it. But that is a Meshach Chachma on that pasuk in Dvar. Here we are, Mishnah. We are up to the last section of Masechta Avodah Zarah, as we've said in the past, from the Hakdam of the Meiri to the Masechta. The first part of the Masechta, the first quarter, not quantitatively, but in topic, the first quarter is about business that we do with a non-Jew next to, in proximity of their holiday. Number one. Number two, that's most of the first parak and part of the second parak. In the second parak, we have halachas that Chazal made related to keeping us separate from the non-Jews. Yayin, Pas, Kvina, Bishol, Shemen, all those items. That's the Mishnah on Daf Chavtes, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei, and those Mishnayos. And part three was halachas of Avodah Zarah. That's what we just had. All the halachas about Markolis, and if you find something, do you have to, and the Bimus, and you find the platform, and how do you get rid of Avodah Zarah and Mevatel, and what about mountains? That was all part three. Now we're up to the final section, and that is Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach starts, Yayin Nesach obviously related to Avodah Zarah. We had a little bit of Yayin Nesach in the second parak, related to the second topic, but really the main, the ikkar is going to be now. Good, just as a, by way of introduction, there are three levels that the Rambam mentions in Ma'achalas Asuros. Three levels of the halacha of Yayin Nesach, which we'll talk about over the next couple of days. Number one is actual wine that was used as a libation to Avodah Zarah. That's Yayin Nesach. Nesach means poured. It was poured to the Avodah Zarah. Yayin Nesach is Aser Bahana'a Mida Oraisa. Right? This is all in the 11th parak of Hilchas Machalas Asuros, in the Rambam. Yayin Shenes Nesach L'Avodah Zarah Aser Bahana'a V'Ashos Mimenu Kol Shehu Lokeh Min HaTorah. Right? Aser Daraisa. Aser Bahana'a Mida Oraisa. V'Chein Kol HaOchel. Fine. That's number one. Level one. Yayin that was Nesach L'Avodah Zarah. Level two. What if we have wine that belongs to a non-Jew? We have no idea whether he did Nesach with it. We just know he owns it. That's called Stam Yenam. Stam Yenam, wine that belongs to a non-Jew. We don't know if he did Nesach or not. That is Aser Bahana'a Midrabanan. That's the Mishnah that we had on Daf Chavtes. We don't know if it was Nisuch. So it's Aser Bahana'a Midrabanan. That's the next halach on the Rambam. Gimel, Yayin Hagayim She'ein Anu Yodim Im Nisnasech Olo Nisnasech Hu Anikra Stam Yenam. Aser Bahana'a, it's also Aser Bahana'a Ki Yayin She Nisnasech. Like wine, that was Nisnasech. V'davar Zeh Migzeras Sofrim Hu. This is the Rabbanan. V'ashosim Yistam Yenam Revius Makanos Omakas Mardis. We drink. That's level two. And then you have level three, which we're going to talk about the Shem Morg in the coming up days. V'kol Yayin Sheyiga Bo Hagoy, any wine, even if it belongs to a Jew, that a non-Jew touches, Harehu Hareze Asur Shema Nisech Oso, maybe at the moment that he touched it, he was thinking L'Shem Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's a form of Nisuch. Shema Nisech Oso Shemachsheves Hagoy L'Avodah Zarah Halamazta. So we learn Sheyayin Yisrael Shenoga Bo Hagoy Dino Kistam Yenam Shehu Asur Bahana. Right, those are the three levels of wine. So we have to get to what's called touching. Does that have to be a kavana? How much do you have to move it? Right? All the details that are going to come up.
And okay. Does
not need to be kona the wine. Does not need to be kona the wine. Because this is this is a gzeira drabanan that maybe he was nistatzik. What you saying? In on the Moses of Rashi Nishalo. But we had certain. We said the maisa is it can be nasar. Right. So if you move it, you're doing a maisa. Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah. So the first Mishnah is going to discuss what is called wine. That's the next two blot. Right? What is called wine? When does something start being called wine? If I take a grape and I squeeze it out, is that called wine already? What's called wine? So, says the Mishnah. Lokhin gat b'uta min ovde ovid kochavim. I'm allowed to get wine from the gat. If you remember, if you've been on archaeological digs, what is a wine press, what did it look like? So basically, it's a stone, an area with a stone indentation in the ground, and that's where they used to press the wine. What they used to do, they used to trample it with their feet, and there's a little pipe, not a pipe, but just in the stone that leads down towards a lower place, and that's where the wine, they stamped on it in the top part, and then it flows down the stone pipe, so to speak. They used to put a net, Tamar's daf will discuss, towards the bottom, which would catch all the dregs and the pits and everything else and the grapes, and only the wine would fall into the bottom. The bottom part. It's basically what was done. So the Mishnah is going to discuss that that's the type of wine vat. Just derech agav. It's unbelievable. Last week on Chol HaMoed, I was in Shiloh. So in Shiloh, they know exactly, generally 99% sure where the Mishkan was when it was in Shiloh. There's a certain area blocked off, certain exact dimensions of the Mishkan. So there are many rayas that was the Mishkan. Number one, the dimensions. Number two, they found shards of klicheres in all the area around, but only on the side of the mountain that's closest to that area. On the other side of the mountain, they didn't find. That's the halacha of eating kachikala b'chol haroa. And the kalim have to be broken, all the klicheres. So it's amazing. All the archaeological digs, they found broken shards, klicheres, all the mountains around b'chol haroa. On the other side of all of those mountains, not a kli. It's mamish, klicheres. But what's one of the other eyes? Why am I mentioning this now? Because right outside the walls of the dimensions, there's a wine press and an olive press right next to each other. You see it there. You know exactly, the wine press and the olive press. And they said that there's never wine press and olive press right next to each other. Either there's a big wine press somewhere, or there's an olive press. When do you have a wine and olive press right next to each other? If you got to make yayin and shemen for nesachim and karbanas mincha. So it was right outside. They dafka needed that because they needed to do it betara, and they did it right there. So again, that's the wine press. I just saw one last week. Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so says the Mishnah. Lochin gat pe'uta min ovdek achavim. So I'm allowed to buy from the vat when the ovdek achavim is trampling on it. Afal pishu noto biyado v'noso tapuach. Even though the guy, as it goes down that little pipeline, sometimes he picks up the whole mush and puts it back on top because he wants to get it even more mushed and more. Get the juice out of the pulp. All of that, it's not called wine yet. So on top, in the middle, on the pipe down, it's all mutter. It can't become yayin nesach yet because it's not called wine yet. It's in the processing stage. And the eina osa yayin nesach acheyeri labor. Only once it gets down to the bottom part will it be called yayin, and therefore, once a guy touches it, it will become aser. Yara labar, once it gets down to the bar, mashiba bar, aser vashar mutter. What's down in the bar is aser. What's not in the bar yet, what's still on top, what's in the pipeline going down, that's still mutter. That's not called wine yet. Fine. The Rishash here deals with an important question. He says, what's the whole discussion I'm sorry. Let me go back for a second. Mashiba bar asur. What does Rashi say? Mashiba bar asur. Rashi says, "Im naga b'hovi kachav machrechein." If a guy touches it, once it's down, it's called wine, and therefore, if a guy touches it, it's asur. Ask the Rishas, what are you going to touch it for? It's stam yenam. It's not a Jew. We're talking about a guy's wine. So what do you need? What do you need a guy to touch it for? So the Rishas has two possibilities. Two possibilities. Either because you may be here, the whole issue of stam yenam is you don't know if it was nesasech or not. Here you know for sure, this second it became wine. So if you know this second it became wine, you know it wasn't nesasech. A. Or B, says the Rishash, maybe here, if a Jew is taking part in the process, so maybe there's a heter like we have by Bishul and Afia, that if a Jew takes part in the process, there's no iser, d'rabbanan. So there's two important possibilities the Rishash has right here. Why does Rashi say naga? Why does the guy have to touch it? It's stam yenam automatically. No, maybe here this vade nochshash of nesach, or maybe here, if a Jew takes part in the process, it is not a problem. Fine. Weiter. Dorchinam ovik ochavim begat. A Jew is even allowed to, along with the guy, trample on the grapes. He's allowed to trample on the grapes in the gat on top. Why? What are the potential possibilities? Rashi says, you worried about yayin nesach? No, it's not yayin nesach yet. It's not wine yet. You're worried about there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be metameh wine in Eretz Yisrael? You're not allowed to be wine in Eretz Yisrael? Rashi says it's already become tameh when the guy jumped in. Right? Already jumped in, and therefore, you're not doing anything more. Avalo botzrinimo. But what you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to harvest the grapes in the first place with him. Why? Because as you harvest the grapes, some of the juice comes out, as we know, and that's makshir lekabel tumah. The grapes become wet, and as you put them into the gat with the guy, you are being metame. If the stuff is already in the vayat and the guy is starting to jump on it, you could join him because it's already all tummy from the guy. But you taking the grapes off, harvesting it in the first place, so that one is not allowed to do. Period. Yisrael, so that's about a guy. But Yisrael, shu'osa betoma. What about a Jew? What about a Jew? Yisrael, Rashi, the first skinny line. Ha'osa peirosa betoma. Right, so a Jew who does not care about Tum and Tara and Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he's over Avera. Right, because we have a, we're commanded not to be metame on purpose the Taras of Eretz Yisrael. So Yisrael, shu'osa betoma, lo darchem lo botzer nimo. It's more machmer. You can't be dorech with him. Why? Because the guy is not mitzuveh. The guy didn't do anything wrong, and it's tummy now, and I'm doing it with him. But you want to say it's already tummy here? But here, this is an avarian. It's an avarian. He, this Jew, is being metame. So you're being messiah yidei over avera by helping him, and therefore you're not allowed to even trample with him. Ava molichini mochavius legat. You could bring the barrels. You can help him bring the barrels. That's too early. That's like lifnei to lifnei. Right, it's you can bring the barrels to the gat because Rashi says empty barrels and umaviyani mo minagat. Then once they're all done, once it's all in barrels already, so everything's finished. Right, this isn't part of the process anymore. So you could carry the barrels for him. Period. Next, nachtom shu osa betuma. If you have a baker that's also not careful about halachas of tuma, so therefore, what's called part of the process and what's called after the process? So lo lashim velo archinimo. You're not allowed to knead or shape the dough with him, because that's called part of the process. That's misayei de over yaveira. Avo molichi nimo pas la palter. But you could bring it to the palter. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Rashi says the palter is the baker. Rashi seems to hold that baking is not part of the process. Right? The dough is tame already, but is baking part of the process? So Rashi seems to say no, that you're allowed to help it. Says Tosis and the Ritva. What are you talking about? Baking's part of it. It's not bread until it's baked. And therefore, the palter, they assume, is a seller. Meaning, you can't take it to the baker. Once it's baked, then you can take it to the next person in the chain of selling. To the bakery, maybe. But not to the baker. So machlokas exactly what the nachtum, what the palter means. Good. Amar Rav Huna says Rav Huna yayin kivan shehiskali mashech osa yayin esach. Rav Huna seems to argue on our Mishnah. Rav Huna says wine, the second that it starts flowing down that stone pipeline, it's already yayin esach. So he asks the Gemara, it's not, he's against the Mishnah. Lochin kapu udim enok kachavim v'avopi shenata biyadam nosel tapuach. Right, what does the Mishnah say? You could buy wine from the guy on top, and even if it starts flowing down, and he's going to take some and put it back on top, you see, so it's already flowing down. It's mutter. Second, Rav Huna says, Asur, Rav Huna, begat bekuku malaya. No, you know what the Mishnah's talking about? Only a case where you put a cork in the bottom of that pipeline so that the wine gets stuffed up, and it flows up. That's where the Mishnah says it's not wine yet, because it's still a bunch of mush. The bottom is stuffed up, so it's not that the wine is separating along the way. It's all stuffed. For whatever reason you do this, it's pakuk umaleya, and that's why it's mutter. That's why it's not wine. But in a regular case, if it's not pakuk, if it's not corked up at the bottom, it would already be called wine on the way down. That's Rav Huna. Tashma, what about the next line? Ve'en osa yayin etzach ad she'yiri labar. It says mefurish. It's not wine until it gets down. No, hachanami b'pagak pukuk umaleya. No, it's also talking about that case. Tashma, no, you can't get at the last line. Yarad labar, mash babar, asr vashar mutter. It says what? Shar is mutter, so on the way down is mutter. So I'm Rav Huna has no choice but to say, lo kasha. Kan b'mishna rishona, kan b'mishna achrona. There's a difference between what the Tanoim originally thought and what the Tanoim changed their mind to. Detanya. Rav Huna is going to say that our Mishnah is only Mishnah Rishona, early halacha. But I, Rav Huna says, is Mishnah Achrona. But Rishona says the Tosefta Hayomer Badad. Badad is the abbreviation for the following three halachas. Originally they said Badad. What does that mean? Ein Botzrin. That's the base. Ein Ma'avod Kachavim Begat. You're not allowed to harvest, like our Mishnah said. So Asa Lugram Tumah Lechulin Shabaret Yisrael. The Ein Dorchin. That's the Dalad. Im Yisrael Sh'osa Be'osa Betumah. Sh'osa L'sayeh De'ovri Aveira. As we said. That's the, so far what our Mishnah said. Aval dorchim ove kochavim begat. But you're allowed to trample with a guy. V'lo chayshinu l'drav huna. That's the Farish our Mishnah. Right? That's Mishnah Rishona. But then the Tosefta adds, and Rav Huna says, I'm going like the Mishnah Achrona. Chazru lomar dabad. Right? Or the Bach changes it to dabab. Right? Dala beis beis. What's that? Ein dorchim ove kochavim begat mishum d'Rav Huna. Right, that's the difference. You can't even trample with a guy because right when it is flowing down, which is also part of the where you're trampling, it's already a problem. It becomes wine as yayin esach. So you can't trample with a guy, being boatser in Yisrael, shows the peros of a tuma, and you can't be boatser with a Jew, a kol shekein shein dorech, and you surely can't be dorech, but even bitsira, where it's not really wet yet, av a boatser, no, avi kochavim begat, the only thing you're allowed to do is to harvest with a guy, shemutah lugram tuma lechulin sheberet Yisrael, because this opinion in the Tosefta would hold that there's no such gzera, there is no iser to be, bring tuma to the fruits, the chulin of Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, being matame truma is an iser daraisa. But being metame via is in the world of daraisa, but metame tchulin is not. Okay, so this is Rav Huna holds like Mishnah Achrona and not like Mishnah Mishona. We'll stop here, and we continue with issues of when it becomes wine in the coming days. Okay, the rest of halachos of Yayin Nesach. Okay, everybody have a good Shabbos and good Chodesh.